Greetings to each one in the name of Christ. This is Levi Stalsis today. I'd like to share an inspiration with you in Philippians 4:8. It says this: finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I've heard one brother say, we were discussing an issue, and he said, put it to the Philippians 4:8 test. And I like that. There's a security in that, in having the scripture, having truth, and being able to look at it and say, does this pass this test? Today, I'd like to look at the first one, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. So what is truth? How do we determine truth? There is so many religions. There is so many different laws. There is so many ways of people live their lives so many different ways. They follow so many different standards. So really, what is truth? And I had to think of that. I do believe the only thing that is pure truth is God's word, and that is the Bible. For my life, if I would not have the Word of God, it would bring so, just for one moment, take the Word of God out of your life, and it would immediately bring so much question. The opposite of truth is questions. Well, how does this work? Is it right? Is it right to divorce? Is it right to be homosexual? Is it right to follow the flesh? What is following the flesh? You just immediately start asking so many questions. So today, I would like to just promote to you that there is that one biblical foundation that we have of truth, and that is the scripture is truth. In 1 John, I'd like to just bring out one illustration of truth. In 1 John, it says, 1 John 5:16, it speaks about sin unto death. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. And it goes on. It goes on talking about the sin unto death. And I've wondered at times, what was that sin unto death? And I did a little. I have studied that, and it becomes very clear, because we all know that. Okay, I do believe someone that has committed the sin of murder can be forgiven. Someone that has been, that has committed the worst crime can be forgiven. We know that. We know that in Christ, all things can be forgiven. So, but there is that one sin that cannot be forgiven. In Mark 3:29, it says, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness. And what that is referring to, we know the only sin that cannot be forgiven is if we deny Christ. And Christ is truth. The whole scripture was pointing towards Christ and the forgiveness that is in Christ in being born again and being washed with the blood. That is truth. If I would not have that foundation of truth in knowing that Christ is truth. See, the guides us day in and day out. You know, there's many times where I'm going about my day and suddenly I'll think about something. Well, I need to do this. And the thought seems to just come out of nowhere. No, it doesn't just come out of nowhere. It's the Spirit of God. It's that Holy Spirit that is alive within you, is guiding you day in and day out. But if we deny that Holy Spirit when he guides us towards Christ, we are denying truth. We are absolutely denying the foundations of the Scripture. The whole foundation of the Scripture was that men should be redeemed through Jesus Christ and should spend eternity with their Creator. So I'd like to just encourage you today that you would, all of us, we would look at the Scripture and count that as truth. It is that one foundation that will not change. The world is changing around us. The laws are changing. The moral standards are changing. Everything is changing around us. But there is that truth that we can depend on, that it will not change, and that is that truth of the Scripture. So Lord bless your day.